A North Sydney father says he's using an unimaginable experience as a skill to help other families dealing with a missing person. Ken McDonald searched for his son Justin for about a year and eventually located him deceased. The police say Justin McDonald was murdered. Three people are facing charges in connection with the murder. Recently, a 22-year-old man was reported missing, and Ken tells Coast Radio he immediately signed up to help search.
I just did what I had to do. I just knew that I had a search, and but when I searched, I kind of know in the back of my head, because of having some experience in the woods and being around, that I kind of knew what I'd be looking for when I go out searching. So I got a little more open mind, I guess, than what most people think about. I kind of look a little different.
Turns out, after searching in places between Sydney and Glace Bay, it was McDonald who found the man safe walking along the old airport road near Sydney. Ken says it's important to maintain hope and leave no stone unturned.
You cannot just go through and look and think that you're looking. You have to kind of look under. You got to look around. You got to kind of look below, because the terrain is so unforgiving at times around here, and there's so many places, you could walk by something and not even notice it, and that's what happens. So you got to, whether it's once or twice, you got to kind of look for what you're not looking for. Look for something that's not that's out of the place. Like when you drive, I don't see anybody when I drive. I look for what's not supposed to be there. Kind of like that game, you know, one of these things don't belong. Well, that's what you look for when you're searching. It's what doesn't belong or what's out of place, and that's where you go from.
McDonald says there is a community of people that understands the stress and torment involved when a family member goes missing.
I think it's because we've searched so long ourselves, and then you hear about everybody else that's going missing, and, you know, and if it's local, everything comes online, I share it. Any missing person, and we always did it. So anybody that has went missing in Cape Breton, or anyone that has went missing, you know, from the provinces or anywhere else, like, we tend to share it. And, you know, we want people to know that there's other people missing, right? So, yeah, so I feel like I'm compelled to do it now. I don't know. Just one of those things.
Meanwhile, McDonald has another missing persons case on his radar. A plan was getting underway before learning about the recent search for the man in his early 20s. An 80-year-old man went missing in Victoria County in July of last year.
Previous to that there, we were up in a meeting in Bedeck because we've been talking about this Mr. Mahoney that is missing. And we're actually going to plan a search to see what we can do in our group and to see maybe we can help to try to, you know, bring Mr. Mahoney down for closure too. So it's just one of the things that you feel that you want to do now. If they're local, you want to, and if you can help. So many people stepped up for us. So many people support us and come out for us. I just feel it's the right thing to do if we're able to do it.
The search for Richard Mahoney, which has involved an estimated 2,000 volunteer hours and has covered more than 100 kilometers of forest, trails, shorelines, and roads, was suspended a few days after he was reported missing. RCMP say there is no reason to believe criminal activity is involved. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.